It's time for high school football on ESPN Tri-Cities, 1550 AM and 92.7 FM, KICS Hastings. High school football is brought to you by the Platte River Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletes. Tell your friends and family they can also listen to this broadcast online at PlatteRiverPreps.com and the free Platte River Radio mobile app. Now, let's go to the field for high school football.
Hello and welcome to Duncan Field. I'm Austin Postolko for ESPN KICS in Hastings. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a fantastic game lined up for you. Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks taking on the Twin River Titans. It's homecoming for Hastings St. Cecilia, and we have a lot for you. Game kicks off at 6:30. Let's get into a break so we can talk to the coaches right on the other side. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a long-standing service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School, and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Needing a new mattress but wanting the best value you can find? Mattress Direct in Hastings has the answer. Save $200 on the Beautyrest Black Hybrids or $100 on Beautyrest Harmony Luxe mattresses. Put an adjustable power base underneath your mattress and save even more. We even have up to 36 months special financing until September 15th. Mattress Direct, thanks to Furniture Direct in Hastings. And find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Driving rains, unrelenting heat, ominous green skies. Whatever Mother Nature brings, it's no match for what you'll have thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you weather the storm, conquer today, and lead the field. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Welcome back. I am Austin Postolka here for ESPN KICS. I am talking to St. Cecilia head coach Clint Head. Coach, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Austin. We appreciate the coverage.
Of course, of course. Last week, big, big win, 26-22 victory over St. Pat's. How does that feel? How is the team feeling after that?
You know, it was just great for the kids. They put in a lot of work, and we've been through a lot in the last year, you know, with COVID and getting quarantined. You know, a couple times last year we lost three games, you know, didn't even get to play them. And so, you know, the combination of the work they put in throughout the year and through the summer, to get that done at Duncan Field at our place, that was a pretty special moment for this group.
Talk to me a little bit about your quarterback, Carson Kolacek, and especially his relationship that he kind of has with wide receiver Cooper Butler. They were a major part of last week's win. And just tell me about how they are as teammates and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, both of them are just great kids. I mean, I can't say enough about them. Coop's one of those kids that, you know, he's in the weight room 24/7, and then sometimes after that. And you know, and he's about the team. He's about the team getting better. You know, and then he's made himself into a very good athlete. And you know, and Carson's the same way. Carson, you know, is learning football, and I don't think he really understands how good he could be yet. But he's slowly getting there, and, you know, it's just a great kid to be around. Both of them are great kids to be around. You don't ever see them without a smile on their face or talking to somebody or, you know, they're just very positive kids, and, you know, they were a big part of what we did. You know, it was a whole team effort, but those two really do have a good connection.
Before we move on to the defensive side of the ball, is there anyone who stood out to you this week in practice on the offensive side?
You know, Garrett Parr had a really good week running the football, and so did Manny Consbrook. They both did. You know, Big J up front, he's getting better. And Connor Fell as well, he's getting better up front in the line. And they're really starting to move people around and do things the right way.
When it comes to the defensive side of the ball, in your two games, you've given up 34 and 22 points. What are you looking to improve upon this week?
I thought we played pretty well last week. I mean, 22 points to St. Pat's is a pretty big deal. They're a pretty good offense. They're going to score on about anybody. We're just trying to stop the big play. Both weeks we've given up, one or two big plays in the football game. So we've got to, if we can narrow that down and stop the really big gainer, the really long run, that's going to make us really solid.
One more question about your defense. Like, similar with the offense, who do you think had a really good week on defense practicing, getting prepped for this game?
When you look at it, the defensive line, Jaden, again, had a pretty good week. Our linebacking core does a good job. Coop had a good week. Luke Langren had a decent week of getting ready and prepped. And Manny Consberg fixed a few things. So we're excited to see what they can do this week.
It's going to be a great game tonight. Coach, thanks so much for joining me for the pregame show. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Instead, contact Barney Insurance, your local independent agent with auto owner's insurance. Barney Insurance. Trusted people who you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue N and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday to enjoy great food specials at competitive prices. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop by and enjoy a slice or call it in to go. Rivals is cooking for your team. Stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza. Rivals Bar and Grill, open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings on Osborne Drive East. Best of luck, teams!
Welcome back. I'm Austin Pastolka here, sitting down with Twin River Titans head coach Bob Fredrickson. Coach, thanks so much for joining me. Last week, a tough loss to Crofton, 48-0, 0-2 on the year. What are you expecting with the St. Cecilia game as kind of a bounce-back game?
Well, we're hoping to bounce back a little bit. We did have a tough time with Crofton. Tommy Allen does a great job up there with his group, and they're pretty good this year. We thought we played pretty well week one against David City. And, we're kind of hoping that, we can get kind of that game out of our kids this week. We think that, David City and St. C are kind of in the same. St. C is probably a little bit better. And I know Clint does a great job over there. He and I are friends, and he does a great job over there. He did a great job. I've played against him ever since Donovan Trumbull. So I've known him for a long time. And anyway, he does a great job. So we know they're going to be well coached, not going to make a lot of mistakes. They're a little bit older than us. We're really young. We start three or four freshmen every week. So, it's going to be a battle, but, we hope that, we had a really good week of practice. So we had a lot of guys back and we're pretty healthy. So that's all a positive for us.
Talk to me a little bit about your quarterback, Corby Yurkowski. So he had 136 yards rushing against David City. Is really kind of your offense really based around him and trying to get him going?
It is. Corb is he's a returning starter. He's only a junior, but he's a returning starter. He's a pretty dynamic runner. He had a couple good runs against David City. He got hurt last week, so only played about half a quarter. We're hoping to get him. He's healthy, and we're hoping to get him going. And we run a lot of zone read and a lot of zone option. He likes to keep the ball, so he always gets his carries. So,
yeah, for sure. So you have three brothers playing, all starting on offense, the Wrinkle Brothers.
Well, two of them are brothers. The other one will be a distant cousin.
Gotcha. Okay. Misunderstanding here, but what is that like just having brothers and having
guard
family
center
members
are
on the team?
Our guard center combo, or they're twins. So,
oh my goodness. Holy cow. It's a family affair here for Twin City.
It's really funny. They're totally different kids. They get, you know, they, and their abilities are totally different. And you know, they're both super positive, come from a great family. Randy and Nancy do a great job raising their kids. And, you know, they're young, you know, they're only sophomores and the other one's only a freshman. So we're, you know, again, talking about our youth, but no, good kids. Braden didn't get to play last week. He had an injury. And he's back this week, which will help us out a lot. And Mason always does it. You know, he starts at guard and middle linebacker for us. And, you know, he's kind of learning his trade. Both of them are kind of learning the trade on, you know, kind of on the move here. So, but they hard workers and great kids.
And where can you see your defense improving this week? You know, that tough getting 48 put up against you is always a tough thing. But, you know, where do you see your defense improving this week?
You know, the big thing we got to do is just not give up so many big plays. And you know, our goal with Crofton, I don't know if you've seen them on film. They're really big. They average about 250, 260 across the board. They got one kid 6'7", like 280 that can move. They were big and they run that double wing, double tight end offense. And they just kind of, you know, churn you upside down. And, you know, and it was a little tough on our young kids, but, you know, getting back to, you know, seeing a spread offense and everything, our big thing is to try to slow them down, try to get some stops, get some turnovers, you know, and, you know, I tell the kids all the time, you know, most high school teams, if you make them run seven or eight offensive plays, that tend usually to either end in a turnover or a punt. So, you know, our goal is that, you know, we up front, we're not bad. Our front four defensive guys are pretty good, especially our two D tackles are pretty good. So, I don't know, that's kind of what we live in. That's what we did, you know, when you look at David City, they only scored, well, they scored twice. And their other touchdown was a special teams touchdown. So, you know, our defense played pretty well until we got later in the game. We got a little hurt and banged up. But, you know, our big thing is slow them down and try to score with them and see what can happen there.
And final thing, who do you expect to step up this week? Who really had a good week of practice that you think will step up this week for you?
You know, I think Norman Grothy is a senior. He came out late. I think he's going to have a pretty big game for us. I think Peyton Wrinkle, he's only a little freshman tailback. He's a hard worker. He's one of the stronger kids in the program, even though he's an incoming freshman. You know, and I think he's had enough carries now that he's starting to get a better feel for the game. And of course, Corby, you know, if you asked him right now, he's already put up 200 and you know, he's that confident of a kid. So, you know, I always expect that out of him. And the big thing is I really expect our offensive line to play well. We had a really intense week with our offensive defensive line. You know, we're not tiny, we're inexperienced, but we just got to get a little more physical and play with some of these teams a little bit better. But I think Peyton and you know, Norman in particular, we need both those guys to have good weeks.
Coach, thanks so much for joining me on this pregame show. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS. Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
This is Tom from Burt's Pharmacy. Burt's does continue to vaccinate on Friday morning, so give us a call for any of the three vaccines so we can certainly take care of you. We continue to offer free delivery for all those that can't get out, and we have free delivery on prescriptions and over-the-counter items, so give us a call. Compliance packaging is also something we do free of charge, so give us a call at Burt's Pharmacy, downtown, 462-4343. Or Burt's Clinic, 462-4466.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back. Twin Rivers taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's homecoming for Hastings St. Cecilia. We are going to very quickly run down the starters for both teams. On offense for Twin Rivers, the away team is going to be at right tackle is going to be Ryder Kleckner, a sophomore. Right guard, Evan Strain, a junior. Braden Wrinkle and Mason Wrinkle, the twins, both sophomores on the line for Twin Rivers. Left tackle is Gunnar Fink. At wide receiver, Elliot Leach, Jaden Doman, Norman Grothy, and Juan Davalos. At the running back position is a freshman, Peyton Wrinkle. And at quarterback will be Corby Yurkoski. They will be taking the field first on offense. For St. Cecilia on defense, though, the defensive line is Caden Krikek, Connor Pell, Jaden Laganaz, and Garrett Parr. For linebackers, it's going to be Braden Rutt, Luke Langren, Dawson Kissinger, and in the defensive back position is going to be Hayden DeMuth, Carson Kudlicek, Emmanuel Konsbruck, and Cooper Butler. The ball is teed up, and it is kicked away, and it's a good one to start off. Brought in by Twin Rivers at about the 10, gets to the 20, cuts outside, tries to make a man miss, can't do it. He gets to about the 25-yard line.
Tackle by Graham Daly. First and 10, Titans.
Brings up first down and 10 for the Twin River Titans. Twin Rivers coached by Bob Fredrickson. They're 0-2 on the year. 48-0 to Crofton last week. And in week one, David City, they lost 22-6. Coming to the line now. In the, looks like it's a gun formation. Two wide receivers split out to the far side, two to the near side. They're going from left to right across your radio dial. Corby Yurkoski is your quarterback. Hands the ball off to the freshman, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of 5.
Tackle by Garrett Parr. Loss of 5 on the carry to the 20.
Peyton Wrinkle on the run, but he was brought down very quickly by that big defensive line for the Blue Hawks. Brings up second down and 15.
This is Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. We're closing in on 3 weeks to go in the Major League Baseball season. Lots to be decided, including the National League West race. The question is,
to his left,
how much further
four wide receivers
split out
wide, two to the far side, two to the near side. Motion.
He swings and drives one to deep left field. Going back on this.
He swings out on a jet sweep.
And
once again, not much room, and he's going to get knocked back even more.
He had a play. His head and
Juan
into Dottolo's the basket
back
at Wrigley.
7 yards. Not the way they
opposite
wanted to start
field,
this one.
The captain, Brandon Bell.
Dave Fleming at the call. KNBR, the San Francisco
but
Giants.
But it is exactly how the Blue Hawks defense wanted to get this one started. They are moving fast, and they are blowing up the plays
Dodgers,
right now for
Padres
the Titans.
Beginning a series tonight at Chavez Ravine. Dodgers also getting official word from Major League Baseball. Trevor Bauer's season is done. Placed on extended administrative
staying
leave
in that
until
same
the end
gun
of the year
formation,
by Major
four
League
wide
Baseball
receivers split out wide.
The conjunction announcement coming down today. All of this stemming
on
from
third and 18,
Trevor Bauer's
back.
Of sexual
he's got lots of pressure. He's in. He might be in the end zone.
Season. Baseball other games in progress.
It's going to be close. No safety.
Subway Series to close it out. Mets and the
he
Yankees
gets brought down
Field.
Hard.
Queens, Yanks have a one up
by
lead. Yanks,
Dawson
Kitchen. Toronto separated by just a cluster of a half games when it comes to the wild card
knocks
top of the standings in the American League. By the way, tomorrow, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern time, Major League Baseball at ESPN Radio,
line.
It will
My
be
goodness.
The Mets and Yankees on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Game can be heard right here on ESPN
Fourth
Radio.
Down and forever. They've got to get it all the way up to the 35-yard
Colorado. They're
scoreless line.
Right now. Novak Djokovic about to begin
and
semifinal at the
U.S.
Open.
Twin Rivers is going to take a timeout. And so will we. You're
We're
listening to ESPN,
Monday,
KICS, and Hastings.
Week one in the NFL.
Hastings, St.
We'll
Cecilia.
Who surprised us?
Currently in
plus,
control.
Who's underrated
0-0
and overhyped?
Score early
Keyshawn,
on.
Jay
we'll be back
Max
after this.
We'll give you
ESPN,
all that
KICS.
Monday morning on ESPN Radio.
Whether you're
Radio.
Talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husky Power products for propane, natural gas, and decent irrigation engines customized to your needs. If you require irrigation power, parts are timing soon. Say Husky Power Plus, your provider of GM Power Natural Gas and LP High Efficiency Irrigation Engine and fuel efficient Isuzu Diesel Engine. Call 402-463-1531 for Husky Power Products of Hastings. Your full service irrigation engine headquarters now also located in Sutton.
What's the one going to be? We're getting some great tweets on it at Jason Fitz. We'll take some calls on it a little later. Great way to get to talk about a bunch of different NFL and college football games. College football obviously is back. Tune in tomorrow. Tennessee hosts Pittsburgh in a very big game, especially for Tennessee. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Now, I'm just going to tell you honestly. If you want to be the smartest person that walks into the bar or to your buddies at night about college football on Saturday, you should make listening to College Game Day on ESPN Radio a habit, because the guys that work on that show not only are smarter than all the rest of us, but they present the information in a way that sticks with you. It's really amazing work. And that's Matt Schick, my buddy Harry Douglas, that I do digital shows with, and our guest now, Trevor Maddich. They're there every single Saturday for you. Trevor joining us now on the Goodyear Hotline. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of confusion there on that one, but don't you worry, not much has been missed so far. It is second down and one for Hastings St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks. Hands the ball off to number one. He's cutting outside, cuts back in, he's leaning in, and that's a touchdown. Touchdown, Garrett Parr. Blue Hawks take the lead 6-0. Lining up now for the kick is number 14, Carson Kulacic. Snap is down. The hold, and he kicks it through the uprights. With 8:59 remaining, Hastings St. Cecilia leads 7-0. We'll take a short break. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Auto Company at 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Layard. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades. Shop Thompson Auto Company in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
A quick drive for the Blue Hawks, and they lead this one 7-0 with 8:59 remaining in the first quarter. Touchdown by Garrett Parr, number one, ran it in from 10 yards out. And now they are set to kick this one away. Last time, the Titans did not have much going for them on the offensive side of the ball. They're hoping to turn that one around in this next drive. Kulacic, the quarterback, lined up to kick it off. Here's the run up. Kicks it end over end. It gets brought in by Wrinkle, the running back. He cuts to the inside, and he falls forward at about the 25-yard line.
Wrinkle to the 26-yard line. Tackle by
Peyton Wrinkle.
First and 10 for the
Coach Bob Fredrickson really hyped up Peyton Wrinkle in the pregame interview. Said he's just a gym rat. He's one of the strongest players on his team, even though he's an incoming freshman. In the gun is Yurkowski, the junior. Four wide receivers spread out wide. Drops back to pass. Cuts upfield. He's got a little bit of room. But he is brought down from behind by one of the defensive linemen. Looks like number 77, Connor Pell. He had a little bit of room, but Connor Pell grabbed onto his jersey and just pulled him straight back. Gain of two. Yurkowski, known to want to keep the ball himself. He's got a lot of confidence in his legs.
Four wide receivers, trips to the far side. Yurkoski in the gun. It's a read option, and he's going to keep it himself, but he is swallowed up in the backfield. Defensive line really came through on that one. And that's going to be a loss of three.
We'll bring up third down and 12.
We'll bring up third down and 11. Definitely a much more manageable third down than their first time around, but still not exactly easy. Third down and 11. Four wide receivers. I don't think you'll see much of a tight end with this offense. Wrinkle to Yurkoski's left. Drops back. Swings it out to Wrinkle, but it's tipped at the line, and it floats over Wrinkle's head. That's going to bring up fourth down and 11.
Back deep for the Blue Hawks in a punting situation.
Lane Lund, freshman, coming running on the field for the Titans. He's the punter. Excuse me, I take that back. Norman Grothy, number five, is the punter. High snap, it's over his head, looking to punt the ball away. He's throwing it. He's looking for someone downfield. He had a man trying to hit Jaden Doman, but just could not get the ball to him. And that's going to be first and 10 for the Blue Hawks. 24-yard line. Yeah, when the ball just gets snapped over his head, there's not much he could do with that one. Blue Hawks now, pistol formation, two wide receiver set, two to the near side. They're going from right to left across your radio dial. They are on the 25-yard line going in. Fakes a handoff, and he's booting around. He's going to run with it. Breaks a tackle, falls forward to about the 4-yard line. Carson Kolacek, holy cow! Big run, big gain for the quarterback.
Tackle by Jaden Doman.
It's a gain of 20 yards on that one.
Ball carried to the 4-yard line by Kolacek, first and goal.
Kolacek in the gun. Running backs, pistol formation, running back to his left and behind him. Hands the ball off to number one, and he's in for the touchdown. Once again, Garrett Parr, this time from 5 yards out.
13-0 Blue Hawks.
Touchdown, Blue Hawks, and that brings the score to 13-0 with 7:01 remaining in this one. Kolacek getting ready to kick the ball through the uprights, going to attempt to. A lot of pressure on that last PAT attempt. We'll see what happens on this one. Snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is good. Kolacek, 2 for 2 for an extra point. That brings the score 14-0 with 7:01 remaining here in the first quarter. You're listening to ESPN KICS in Hastings.
The staff of Hastings Physical Therapy is committed to helping patients meet their goals while providing them with the latest treatments available. Our patients enjoy the benefits of a state-of-the-art therapy facility, which includes a heated multi-level therapy pool and private locker rooms. Having 8 private treatment rooms in addition to spacious gyms, we are uniquely qualified to provide safe therapy treatment in order to serve our community. You have the choice of therapy provider. Choose Hastings Physical Therapy, located at 2307 Osborne Drive West.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
14-0 here in the first quarter, 7:01 remaining. Kolacek with the ball teed up. He kicks it away, and he gets it to Wrinkle, who is looking for a little bit of room. Cuts to the outside, and he is brought down hard, but there is a flag on the play. Right at the tackle spot. So it might be a face mask on the play.
tackle by Max Rodriguez.
No, looks like it's going to be a hold against Twin River.
But foul.
Man, that is not what they are looking for. They have started every single time deep in their own territory, and they have not been able to get much going. First and 10, ball on the 11. Titans going from left to right across your radio dial.
First and 10 for Twin River.
Yurkowski in the gun. Staying in that four wide receiver set, two to the far side, two to the near. Wrinkle is to his right. And it's a veer play. Wrinkle, not going to be able to get much. Let's see where they spot him. Might give him one. Looks like it's no gain on the play. Brings up second down and 10.
No gain on the carry. Second down and 10 from the 12.
This defense for Hastings St. Cecilia has been fast. It has been it's been powerful. Everything you want to see in a defense. Trips to the near side now. One wide receiver up top. Yurkowski motions. Doman over. Hands it off to Doman. Ball's on the ground. This could be St. Cecilia ball. And it is. Hastings St. Cecilia recovers the fumble at the 8-yard line, and it looks like they're going to go up three scores early. 6:09 remains here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia leads this one 14-0. Ball on the 8. Kolacek, pistol formation, four wide receivers, two to the near side, two to the far. It's a low snap. He's able to handle it. He looks to throw. Gets it out there, and that's going to be a short gain.
Pass is complete from Carson Kudlacek to Grant Rosso.
Sends it over to Grant Rosso. Gain of about 5.
Pass complete to the 4-yard line. Gain of 5. It will bring up second down and goal.
Second down and goal to go. Ball on the 4-yard line. Kolacek in the gun now, running back to either side. And he hands the ball off. Goes to the outside and breaks a tackle, and he's in. That right there is Cooper Butler running it in for the score. Cooper Butler from 4 yards out. That is a touchdown. Lining up for the extra point is Kolacek. The snap, the kick is up, and it is good.
Carson Kudlacek with the PAT.
Hastings St. Cecilia is up by 3 scores with 5:57 remaining in the first quarter. I'm Austin Postolka for ESPN KICS and Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Needing a new mattress but wanting the best value you can find? Mattress Direct in Hastings has the answer. Save $200 on the Beautyrest Black Hybrids or $100 on Beautyrest Harmony Luxe mattresses. Put an adjustable power base underneath your mattress and save even more. We even have up to 36 months special financing until September 15th. Mattress Direct, thanks to Furniture Direct in Hastings. And find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Hi, this is Brent from Keys Pharmacy here in Hastings. By now you've heard of CBD. At Keys Pharmacy, we have professional-grade farm-to-pharmacy CBD oils and salves. CBD products can be used for pain, anxiety, and insomnia. We even have CBD products safe for your pets. And we're here to answer any questions you might have about our professional-grade CBD products. Stop in to see us at Keys Pharmacies, your friendly pharmacies in Hastings, downtown, or at Keys Medical Park.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
The sun is beginning to set on Duncan Field here in Hastings, Nebraska, where Hastings St. Cecilia leads 21-0 with 5:57 remaining here in the first quarter. They are winning over the Twin River Titans, who just have not had anything go their way as of late. Kick is away. gets the ball at the 5-yard line, cuts up field, ball is loose, and it's going to be a scoop and score for number 2. Scoop and score for Graham Daly. The little sophomore picks up the ball at the 5-yard line, and he runs it in for a touchdown.
And picked up by Graham Daly for a touchdown.
Twin Rivers is not having a good day so far, but Hastings St. Cecilia is having an immaculate game. Kalachik getting ready for yet another extra point. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 5:49 remains in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks lead 28-0. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialists at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you're injured on the job, at home, or at play, PTSR is the place to be. Call PTSR at 402-462-8824 or visit them at PTSRHastings.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
We're back at Duncan Field here in Hastings, Nebraska, where Hastings St. Cecilia is really, really playing hard today. It's homecoming, and they are showing that they are here not to mess around. They currently lead 28-0 with 5:49 remaining here in the first quarter over the Twin Rivers Titans. That's some of the fastest scoring I've ever seen watching high school sports. Tough one for them. Lined up now, Kalachik ready to kick it off. Kick is away. Brought in at about the 10-yard line. Fumbled, but he picks it back up. He gets met. He's trying to run forward. He's got three or four people hanging on him. That was Elliot Leach, number 10. He's able to return the ball to about the 11, it looks like. Brings up first down and 10 for Twin River.
Ladies and gentlemen,
ball on their own 11-yard line.
The homecoming coronation will take place immediately following the game right here on Duncan Field.
The Titans come out with Yurkoski in the gun. Four wide receiver set. They're liking this four wide receiver set so far. Wrinkle, the freshman, to his left. It's a weird snap. Yurkoski is able to pick it back up, but that's going to be another big, big loss. It's going to be a loss of, the referee just keeps walking back. It's a loss of almost 8 yards. Loss of 8 yards.
Loss of yardage to the 4-yard line. Loss of 9 on the carry. Second down.
That brings up second down and 18, 19 to go. The Titans have not seen the other side of St. Cecilia's field. Standing in his own end zone is Yurkoski. Four wide receivers set. It's a pass out to Davalos, and it slips through his hands. He had a little bit of room out there. They sent the blitz, but it slips through his hands. Juan Davalos. That brings up third down and 18. Ball on the 4-yard line. Davalos comes out of the game after that. Replacing him is Landon Roebuck, freshman. Out of the gun now. Trips to the far side. One wide receiver to the near side. Yurkoski. In the gun, drops back, looks left, looks right, floats it over to Wrinkle, who is able to grab it and gain a few yards, maybe. He's actually going to lose a yard on that completion. Tough, tough stuff there. Was able to escape the pressure and get the ball over to his running back, but just no room, nothing going on there. This St. Cecilia defense is on fire to start the game. 4:20 remains in the first quarter. Norman Grothy is back to punt here on fourth and long. Kick is away. Looks like he stepped out of bounds. That's going to be a safety. Safety against Twin Rivers brings the score to 30-0 with 4:09 remaining here in the first quarter. And it is just bad news after bad news after bad news for the Titans. Not going to take anything away from the Blue Hawks, though. They have been playing their hearts out. It's homecoming here at Duncan Field, and the Blue Hawks are playing like they've got something to prove. 30-0 is your score. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust. At 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. I'm Austin Postolka. Here for Hastings St. Cecilia versus the Twin River Titans. And I got to tell you, folks, St. Cecilia showed up to play today. They are going to be receiving the punt after a safety on a fourth down where, once again, Twin Rivers was just backed up against their own end zone. Punting this one is Norman Grothy. Punting from his 20-yard line.
Back deep for St. Cecilia, Will Shaw.
Ball is away. It's a good punt. Gets it all the way to the 40 where it's muffed, but he is able to hang on to it. It will be first and 10 for the Blue Hawks at their own 39-yard line. They're going from right to left across your radio dial. Looks like they are. Looks like they're going to be playing some backups now. Number 23, Chase Evans, is in the backfield. It will be your quarterback now for the Blue Hawks, number 23. Two wide receivers to the near side. Hands the ball off to number 9, who's got a lot of room. He's up past the 50-yard line, up to the 45. See where they say he pushed him out. Pushed him out at the 45. That's a freshman, Will Shaw.
Tackle by Jaden Doman.
That is a gain of.
At the Titan 45-yard line.
That is a gain of 16. Good opening run. So now at quarterback is number 23, Chase Evans. Behind him, Will Shaw, number 9. Then they've got trips to the far side. Pistol formation. Ball on the 45-yard line. Play action. Run pass option, actually. A little nice play there. And he cuts upfield, gets past the first down marker, and then some. Gets up to about the 35-yard line. Number 21, Luke Langren. A little run pass option. Beautifully done.
Tackle by Lane Lund. Yardage by Langren. To the 26-yard line.
That's going to be a gain of 19. Brings up first down and 10. Ball on the 26-yard line. Penalty on the play. Looks like it's going to be on St. Cecilia. Looks like he picked up the ball and put the center picked up the ball, put it back down. That is a false start penalty. That'll move him back 5 yards to the 31.
Legal procedure against St. Cecilia. 5-yard penalty back to
Chase
the
Evans.
Yard line. First down at
pistol 15. Formation. Will Shaw behind him. Trips to the near side. Hands the ball off to Shaw, who is brought down in the backfield. Able to fall forward. No gain on the play. Brings up second down and 15.
Ryder Kletner. Second down and 14.
Evans in the pistol formation. Wide receiver to his right. And the running back behind him. High snap. Still able to hand it off to Shaw, who's moving, shaking, and baking. Getting up to close to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be a gain of 5. Just a nice little handoff up the middle. Get some 5 yards, but it is third down and 10. Ball on the 26-yard line. Evans fixing Will Shaw's helmet as he gets the signal. Pistol formation. Two wide receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Evans drops back to pass, looking left over the middle. He's got a man. It's Will Shaw, and that is close to a first down, and it will be. Be a first down and then some. That's a gain of 15.
Tackled by Elliott Leach.
That'll be first down and 10. Ball on the 11. We are now under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Blue Hawks lead 30-0. Pistol formation once again. Hands the ball off to Shaw, who meets a tackler in the backfield and then is able to make him miss. Meets another one, tries to fall forward but can't. Brings up second down and 10. Loss of 2. Brings up second down and 12.
Tackle by Caden Wrinkle and also Elliott Leach.
In the gun now. Hands the ball off to Shaw, who is coming around the left end. He's got a block, has one man to beat, and that's a touchdown.
14-yard touchdown run by Will Shaw.
Touchdown, Will Shaw. 12-yard run, and that's a touchdown. Extending this lead even further. 1 minute remains in the first quarter. The Blue Hawks lead 1-0. Kalachek in for the extra point. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 37-0. Hastings St. Cecilia leads over Twin Rivers. 1 minute remains in the first quarter. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS in Hastings.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are in fact focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it. And we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to Hastings, Nebraska. I'm Austin Postolka, where we're witnessing a blowout here, folks. Hastings St. Cecilia leads 37-0 with 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. If there was ever a time to come out and whoop up on somebody, it would be homecoming, and that's exactly what this weekend is. Braxton Wiles is ready to kick this one away. Off the left foot of Wiles, it kicked off deep. muffed punt. Excuse me, muffed kickoff. And he is brought down at about the 25-yard line, 24-yard line. Twin Rivers.
Ball returned by Elliott Reese.
Twin Rivers Michael gets the ball on their own 24-yard line. Evans. Looking to make something happen here.
Yardage after the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans.
Looks like a much younger defense out there on the field for the Blue Hawks. Starters still on the field for the Titans. Yurkowski in the gun, four wide receiver set. Wrinkle to his left. Excuse me, to his right. Here's a snap. Hands the ball off to Wrinkle, who makes a man miss. And falls forward for a gain of about three.
Tackle by Dawson Kissinger. Gain of two on the carry by Wrinkle to the 26-yard line. Second down and eight.
Yeah, it looks like it is 2 yards. Second down and eight for Twin Rivers. Looks like that is their second positive play so far in this one. 20 seconds remains in the first quarter. Yurkowski in the gun, trips to the far side. One man to the near side. Wrinkle gets the ball, and he is brought down immediately. That was number 60, Caden Kearney. Caden Cherney, excuse me. That's going to be a loss of three on that one. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter here at Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia leads 37-0 over Twin Rivers. It's homecoming. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company at 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Layard. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades. Shop Thompson Oil Company in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to this one. Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Twin River, and I have just been informed that we're going to start the running clock here in the second quarter because Twin River's asked for. Apparently, they are a little banged up all across their team, and they are wanting to do the running clock starting in the second quarter. Yurkowski drops back, but he's going to try and run it. He's still looking downfield. Got his eyes downfield. He's looking, and he's going to run out of bounds. That is for a little gain. Gain of.
Tackle by Logan Bright.
Looks like he's able to get 1 yard on that one. Brings up fourth down and nine for the Titans. And looks like Grothy is back to punt once again.
Back deep for St. Cecilia.
It's been the rushing game that has been so successful for the Blue Hawks. They have 4 rushing touchdowns, and they also had a scoop and score off of a kickoff to make it 37-0.
Norman Grothy to punt.
Grothy gets the snap. Punts away. Pretty good punt. Gets it to the 45. Fair caught. And
by Jensen Anderson.
The Blue Hawks will take over at the 45-yard line. Blue Hawks making some switches out on the field. Chase Evans still at quarterback. Behind him is Emmanuel Consbrook. Pistol formation. One running back to his left. Two wide receivers. One to the far side, one to the near. Fakes a handoff, and he's got a little bit of room. One man to beat. Unable to get past number 15, Alex Sykes. That's going to be a gain of one. He had one man to get around, and he had green grass ahead of him.
By Alex Sykes. Second down and nine.
That was Evans on the run. Gain of one brings up second down and nine. Ball on the 46-yard line. Pistol formation once again, half diamond. Hands it off to Consbrook, who cuts back up the field. He's got a little bit of room. He's shaking and baking all the way up past the 25 to the 30 just about, but there is some laundry on the field. That one is going to be coming back. What would have been close to 30 yards is now coming back. Going to be second down and 19.
Tackled by Elliot Leach and Corby Burkowski. It is a spot foul.
Consbrook had a lane, saw the open field, ran to it, made a man miss. It was really great run. Unfortunate that he gets dropped back to the 39-yard line because of the holding penalty. Brings up second down and 15. Pistol formation once again. Evans hands it off to Consbrook again. He's got some more room. Gets brought down hard after a gain of six.
Yardage 2, the 47-yard line.
That'll bring up third down and eight.
Tackle by
the ball on the 47-yard line. 9 minutes remain in this first half. Pistol formation once again for Evans. Two wide receivers, one to the far side, one to the near side. Hands the ball off to Consbrook again. He's make a man miss. Stiff arm and falls forward. That's going to be a first down.
For a first down.
That is a gain of 11 for Emmanuel Consbrook. That brings up first down and 10, ball on the 42-yard line. Looks like Connor Pell comes hobbling off the field. He's able to walk on his own power. Might be a cramp. Looks like it's cramp here on the sideline. Pistol formation for Evans. They're going to keep handing it off to Consbrook until he can't get much, and this time he can't get much. Gain of two, though. He got hit right at the line.
Tackle by Jaden Doman.
That'll bring up second down and eight.
And Ben Zimba.
Emmanuel Consbrook has been the man on this drive. Also in the backfield, Dawson Kissinger. He's been standing to Evans' left in this half-diamond pistol formation. Two wide receivers, one to the far side, one to the near. Here's the snap. Hand off to Consbrook. Makes a man miss and goes head first into two Titan defenders. And he's going
to
pick up another 3 yards. Brings up third down and five.
By Alex Sykes and Ryder Kleppner.
In this drive alone, Consbrook has 22 yards. Would have a whole lot more if it wasn't for a holding penalty. In the gun this time. Still only two wide receivers. Couple tight ends in this one. Consbrook to Evans' right. Hands it off to Consbrook around the outside to the left. Cuts up field. Makes a man miss. He falls forward to about the 28-yard line, but there is a flag on the play.
Yardage by Consbrook. 7-yard line. Preliminary holding. Preliminary penalty is against St. Cecilia for holding.
Looks like it is a holding penalty against Hastings St. Cecilia.
By Elliot Lee.
10 yards from the spot of the foul. See where they spot them now. It's going to be third down and long. Going to bring up third down and 14.
Back to the 46-yard line.
Evans
third down and
in the pistol formation. He's got a couple wide receivers that are trying to fix their helmets. Trips to the near side. Evans drops back to pass. Looking over the middle. Just can't hit his man. They were playing. The Titans were playing a little bit of a zone, trying to throw it to the open space, but could not hit his guy. That brings up fourth down and 14. Kolacek into punt. Ball on the 40, just about the 45-yard line. 6:19 remains here in the first half. Fourth and 14. Looks like it is Elliot Leach back to receive. Punt is away. Leach muffs the punt, but he's able to hang on to it. And he is, they're going to say he was down at the 10-yard line. Leach, not looking good. Getting up a little slow after that one.
No gain on the return by Leach.
That will bring up first and 10. From the 10-yard line for the Titans.
First and 10 for the Titans.
Clock ticking. 5:27, 26, 25 remaining in the first quarter. St. Cecilia leads 37-0. It's on the back of a rushing barrage and some great defensive play for Hastings St. Cecilia. Coach Clint Head should be happy with this one. And Twin Rivers is going to take a timeout, and so will we. Hastings St. Cecilia leads this one 37-0 with 5:08 remaining in the first half. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Pinks, light blues, and oranges starting to fill the area as the sun begins to set here at Duncan Field. I'm Austin Pastolka for ESPN KICS. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Radio Guy Austin. 5:08 remains in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia leads 37-0. Twin Rivers on their own 10-yard line, first and 10. Yurkowski hands the ball off to Rankle. Makes a man miss. Able to make his way upfield. Close to a first down. That'll be a 9-yard gain for Rankle.
Yardage to the 19-yard line, second down and 1.
That is the best play from scrimmage they've had so far, the Titans. Coming to the line now, Yurkowski in the gun. 4 wide receivers, 2 to the near side, 2 to the far side, going from right to left across your radio dial. Snap, drops back, sends the ball deep, trying to hit Leach. He just threw that and said, Leach, run under it and catch it. But
He overthrew his man, unable to get to it. Brings up third down and one.
Third down one.
No fear in that one. He said, I'm going to send it, and did. It was a very deep pass. Ended up being about 50 yards in the air for Yurkowski. Really, kid's got an arm, tell you what. Yurkowski in the gun. Two wide receivers to the near side, two to the far. Wrinkle to his left. And he hands the ball off to Wrinkle. Gets hit at the line, but is able to power his way forward for gain of 3 yards.
Down to the 23-yard line. Tackle by Dawson Kissinger.
That will bring up first down and 10 for the Titans. 3:30 remains in the first half. Blue Hawks lead 37-0. Running clock currently on here in the second quarter. Four wide receivers set in the gun. Yurkowski sends a man in motion. It's an option. Yurkowski's going to hang on to it. Bounces to the outside. Tries to cut up field. Gets out of bounds after a nice little gain. Probably 4 or 5 yards. Looks like it's going to be 5 yards. Second down and five. Yurkowski showed a lot of patience on that. Just kept waiting, going to the outside, followed his blocks, and was able to get a nice pickup of 5 yards.
Yurkowski to the 27-yard line.
It's a warm one out here today.
Second down, six.
Nice little breeze, though. Thank goodness for the breeze, because it is feeling very nice right now up here in the press box. Yurkowski in the gun, four wide receiver set, second down and five, ball on the 27-yard line. Low snap, sends it over to Wrinkle, who grabs it. Stiff arms of man, but is tackled by a slew of Blue Hawks. He will gain a yard on that little swing pass.
Tackled by Dawson Kissinger.
But that will bring up third down and four for the Blue Hawks.
One on the pass play to the 28, third down.
Now under 2 minutes to go in the first half. At halftime, we'll be talking to Hastings College coach Franzen about Hastings College's upcoming games. So be sure to stick around for that. We'll also take a look at some scores from around our listening area. Third down and four in the gun. It's a bubble screen over to number 42, who makes a man miss. Cuts up field. He's to the 45. Excuse me, to the 35, just up to the 40-yard line. Number 42 is Jaden Doman, who picks up the first down.
By Dawson Kissinger.
That is a gain of 12.
Pass play to the 39-yard line for Twin River.
With 1:05 remaining in the first half, the Titans are starting to move the ball. Trips to the far side. Leach to the near side. Yurkowski in the gun. Gets the snap. Hands it off to Wrinkle, who cuts up field. Gets to the 43-yard line. And Twin Rivers is going to take a timeout with 36 seconds remaining in the first half. That will be their final timeout of the half, and we'll be back after this. Hastings St. Cecilia leads 37-0. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
In this business, the time that counts is right now. And through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions delivers agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Put time on your side. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
You're listening to ESPN, 1550 AM, 92.7 FM, and anywhere that PlatteRiverPreps.com is available. Be sure to check out PlatteRiverPreps.com for all of our coverage of local high school sports. Not just football, not just basketball, but all of high school sports. The sun still setting, beautiful pinks and purples and yellows across Duncan Field as we come to the nearing end of halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia on their homecoming day have shown up and shown out 37-0 over the Twin River Titans. And that is all thanks to a strong start to the game. Let's talk a little bit about scores from around our listening area. In Class A, Grand Island and Lincoln Southeast are going at it in Grand Island. GI leads, GI Senior High leads 7-3 in the second quarter. Over on our other ESPN station, Kearney is beating North Platte at Kearney 28-0. As for Class B action, we only have scores right now for York at McCook, and York is leading 7-0 in the second quarter. As for Class C1, Gothenburg leads Broken Bow at Broken Bow 7-0 and at the second quarter mark. Holdridge leads Wood River Shelton 7-0 in the second quarter. Over on KHAS, you can listen to Adams Central taking on Minden. It is 21-0 in the first quarter there. Over on Power 99, Kearney Catholic is tied with St. Paul at St. Paul 7-7. In Class C2, we've got scores for Twin River. Oh, that's right here. That's right where we are. Centura at North Platte St. Pat's tied at 0. Norfolk Catholic 7, Ord 0 in the second quarter. For D1, Class D1, Amherst is leading at home over Elm Creek 7-0 in the second quarter. Anselmo Myrna, who last week put up 100, has only put up 8 so far against South Loop. They are leading 8-0 in the second quarter. Bertrand leads 7-6 over Ravenna in the first quarter. Sutherland over Highline 12-8 in the second quarter. And Cambridge and Southern Valley are tied at 0. As for Class D2, Ainslie Litchfield leads Axtell 14-0 in the second quarter. Fullerton at Kennesaw. Kennesaw leads 22-6. You can listen to that game over on KLIQ, The Breeze 94.5. And Pleasanton leads Overton at Pleasanton 21-6 in the second quarter. As for some six-man action, Franklin beat Deschler yesterday 73-22. And Spalding Academy beat SEM 38-30. We are getting close to the start of the second half here in at Duncan Field. I'm Austin Pasolka. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Radio Guy Austin. Both Twitter and Instagram. I gotta say, I'm a little surprised. Coach Bob Fredrickson for Twin Rivers was really saying that they had a good week of practice, and doesn't mean that they didn't, but they have come out a little sluggish. They are a little banged up, according to some reports. And Hastings St. Cecilia has just taken it to them. I don't think we'll see any of the starters for the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Second half about to begin, where the Titans will be kicking off to the Blue Hawks. Will Shaw back deep for St. Cecilia. It will be Norman Grothy to kick off from his own 40.
And back deep is Will Shaw for St. Cecilia.
Thank you so much for listening to ESPN KICS in Hastings, 1550 AM, 92.7 FM, or anywhere that you get PlatteRiverPreps.com, which, just in case you didn't know, is everywhere. Grothy lining up for the kick. The run-up, and the kick is away. Short kick, looks like it's going to go out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. And they are going to just take the ball
penalty marker
with the penalty.
Down for kicking the ball out of bounds.
Just waiting on confirmation from the referees. Like I say, I'm impressed. First train of the game. I was warned that there was going to be plenty of trains during this one. This is the first one. Ball is at the 35-yard line, first and 10 here to start the second half. It looks like in the gun is going to be Carson Kulacek. Looks like they are going to give the starters a little bit of play time to start things off. Hands the ball off to Garrett Parr, who goes up for gain of about 5. Up to the 40-yard line.
Gain of 6 on the carry to the 41-yard line, second down and 4.
Garrett Parr on the run brings up second down and 4. Kolacek in a deep pistol. Two wide receivers to the near side. Drops back, looking. Sends the ball downfield. He's got number 24, and it's right through his hands. Hayden DeMuth had his man beat. The pass was on point, but it just went right through his hands. That was an impressive pass by Kolacik. He's one of two on the day now, 5 yards passing. Hasn't really needed it, going to be honest. Especially with this rushing offense. Kolacik in the gun. Two tight ends set. Two wide receivers to the far side. Going from left to right across your radio dial. Hands it off to Parr, who cuts upfield. He makes a man miss, and he gets dragged down at the 50-yard line. That'll be a gain of 9 and a first down.
By Dominic Doman. Also, Ben Zimba.
Brings up first and 10. Looks like they spotted him a little short. 49-yard line right at midfield. Kolacik. Pistol formation. Hands the ball off to Parr, who gets brought down hard by number 70. That is Gunnar Fink. Looked like almost a suplex, but he's brought him down. Gain of 1.
Tackle by Ryder Kleckner.
Brings up second down and 9. As the train rolling by. Just under 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leads 37-0. Second down and 9. Ball across the 50, at the 49. Pass from Kulacek. He makes a man miss. Makes another man miss, making him look silly. Up to the 30-yard line. He's got a little bit of a convoy. He's got one man to beat. That's going to be a touchdown, St. Cecilia. Cooper Butler, 49 yards and a score. Oh, hold on. Hold the phone. There's a flag on the field. Uh-oh, this one's coming back, it looks like.
Penalty is against St. Cecilia.
Looks like might have been a legal man downfield for St. Cecilia. Oh, that's tough. That's going to knock him back. No touchdown on that one. Going to have to cross out the 49-yard bomb. Kolacik to Butler. It's a common hookup there.
It's a 15-yard penalty.
Brings the ball right back to the 49-yard line.
Brings the football back to the 49-yard line. And it will bring up second down 9.
Brings up second down to 9. They will replay second down. Kolacik in the gun. Pistol formation, excuse me. Two wide receivers to the far side. Hands the ball off to Parr, who gets brought down hard in the backfield. 78, Ryder Kleckner getting the tackle on that one. That's going to knock him back 3 yards.
Tackle by Ryder Kleckner.
That brings up third down and 11. 9:03 remains, just under 9 minutes now. Remains in this third quarter. Kolacik, pistol formation, in tight. Drops back to pass, looking, sends the ball over. Oh, he's got a man. Stiff arms one, cuts to the corner of the end zone, and that's going to be a touchdown. This time it's Cooper. Excuse me, Hayden DeMuth.
Makes the score 43-0.
Hayden DeMuth with a big 51-yard pitch and catch. Brings the score now 43-0 with 8:38 remaining in the third quarter. Kolacik in to kick the extra point. He's got a couple of them so far. Looked like a beautiful just double post on the outside, and he hit the man in the middle. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. 44-0 is your score. Hastings St. Cecilia leads over Twin Rivers with 8:38 remaining in the third quarter. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Instead, contact Barney Insurance, your local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Barney Insurance, trusted people who you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue N and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Carson Kolacek hooked up with Hayden DeMuth for a huge 51-yard touchdown pitch and catch to bring the score 44 for Hastings-St. Cecilia, 0 for the Twin Rivers Titan. Braxton Wiles will be kicking off for the Blue Hawks. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to this game anywhere thanks to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check out PlatteRiverPreps.com for coverage of all high school sports, not just football, not just basketball, but this includes cross country, golf, whatever sports your kids are involved with, we cover it. That's PlatteRiverPreps.com. Getting lined up now for the kickoff. Braxton Wiles ready to kick it away.
Back deep for the Titans. Hayden
Wiles.
Elliot Leach and Jaden Dunn.
He is a sophomore. Kicks it off the left foot. It's not a deep one, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Penalty on that one.
Ball is kicked out of bounds.
Titans are going to get the ball with decent field position. We'll see if they can make anything of it. They're going to get the ball at the 35-yard line. Yurkowski still in the game.
Ball spotted at the 35-yard line for Twin River.
Four wide receivers set for the Titans. Two wide receivers to the near side, two to the far. Going from right to left across your radio dial. Wrinkle and Yurkowski having a nice little conversation before the snap. Hand the ball off to Wrinkle, and he is brought down almost immediately. Defensive line was in there with zero problem. That is a loss of four on that one. Loss of three on that one. Brings up second down and 13. Once again, running clock situation in this one. Just under 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Yurkowski in the gun, four wide receiver set. Wrinkle to his right. Drops back to pass, looking, steps up, makes a man miss. He's got some room to the right side. Tries to do a little too much, but he's able to get a nice 8-yard gain, going to bring up third down and 5. At least it's manageable.
Yardage to the 45-yard line.
I will say, he did a little stiff arm, and he put some mustard on that stiff arm in order to get away from one tackler. Yurkowski still fighting, even though this game is pretty much out of hand. Anything can happen in high school sports, but 44 to nothing is a big hill to climb. Yurkowski in the gun, four wide receivers. Hands the ball off to Wrinkle, who is met at the defensive tackle spot. And he is brought down hard. That's going to be a loss of one.
Tackled by Johnson Kissinger and Jordan Whitlock.
That will bring up fourth down and 6. And looks like Yurkowski is going to be taken off the field. He went down for an injury, and the referees are calling an official's timeout. And Yurkowski is coming off the field. And coming on the field, also going off the field, is Peyton Wrinkle. Norman Grothy coming in. along with Ben Ziemba. And looks like Grothy's going to punt this ball away.
Grothy to punt on fourth down at six. Cooper Butler
under 6:30 remaining in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leads 44-0. High snap, able to corral that one. Punt is away. Fair catch at the 30-yard line. And the Blue Hawks will take over on their own 30-yard line with a 44-point lead. 6 minutes remain in the third quarter. Kalajic still in the game. It's going to be the halftime in pistol formation. Two wide receivers to the far side. Parr behind him. And Luke Langren to his right. Hands the ball off to Parr, who's got some room on the outside. And he's fighting his way forward. Gets a nice gain. Going to be a gain of 11 for Parr.
11 yards to the 41-yard line. Tackled by Ryder Kleckner.
You've heard his name quite a few times. Ryder Kleckner on the defensive line doing a really great job hustling over wherever the ball may be.
41-yard line.
Number 78, a sophomore for the Twin River Titans. In the gun now. Hands the ball off to Parr. Parr looking to the outside. Cuts back in. He's across the 45. He's up to the 50. He cuts all the way back across the field. Up to the 35.
Ball carried by
and he is brought down hard at about the 34-yard line. That's going to be a gain of... It's going to be a gain of 26, but there is a penalty marker on the field. Block in the back against the offense.
Penalty is against the Blue Hawks.
So that is going to drop him back.
That'll
drop him back 10 yards. Puts the ball on the 50-yard line. Brings up first down and inches, it looks like. Let's see what they say.
First down and one for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, that brings up first down and one for the Blue Hawks. Still positive yardage, but not the yardage that they had gotten originally. Sun finally goes down over the horizon here at Duncan Field. Garrett Park tries to handle a weird handoff. Can't do it. Falls to the ground. That's going to be a loss of one. Brings up second down and two.
We'll bring up second down three.
It is a beautiful night here for high school football. Friday, September 10th. Two running backs on either side of Kalajic. Two wide receivers to the far side. Kalajic hands the ball off to Parr, who's got himself a convoy. He's up past the 40 to the 35, powering his way to the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 22.
Tackle by Brandon Winkle.
Ball on the 30-yard line going in. First and 10. 3:45 remains in this third quarter. Pistol formation. Two wide receivers to the near side. Drops back to passes. Kalajic hits his tight end. And he's brought down hard after a gain of 8.
Grant Rosso. Yardage at 7 to the 23-yard line. Second down and 3. Tackle by
brings up second down and 2. Kalajic looking over to the sideline now. It's going to be halftime in pistol formation. Two wide receivers, one to the near side, one to the far side. Kalajic takes the ball. He pulls it from Parr, and he's brought... No! He's able to break a tackle. Breaks another one. He stays on his feet and gets pushed forward. There's a penalty on the field.
Inside the 15-yard line penalty marker down.
It is a gain of 10 at the moment, but we'll see what happens.
Penalty is against St. Cecilia.
Penalty is against St. Cecilia for pushing the pile? Not quite for sure on that one. second train of the game. So that puts them on the 20. So second down and inches. What would have been a 10-yard gain is now only a 5. Nope, looks like they're going to give them the first down still. First down and 10. Ball on the 20. Having a conversation with the referees.
The ball is marked down at the 20-yard line.
Warning against Hastings St. Cecilia sideline. Referees explaining their ruling to the offensive line. Gonna be honest, I don't quite understand what happened there. They threw the flag after Garrett Parr was running into the back of Kolachik, trying to push him forward in the pile. That's when the penalty flag came out. There is a down Titan on the field, walking off now. That is Chase Bradenberger, freshman who's making his way off the field. 2:53 remains here in the third quarter. Blue Hawks lead 44-0. Kolachik in the gun. Parr to his right. And it is Luke Langren to his left. Two wide receivers to the far side. Pulls it away from Parr, and he's got a little bit of room. Makes a man miss.
Ball carried by Carson.
That's going to be a gain of 8.
12-yard line, second down and 2.
Kolachik hasn't run the ball very much today, but that was a good gain of 8. Brings up second down and 2. Ball on the 12. Half diamond, pistol formation. Hands the ball off to Parr, who cuts to the outside, looking for some room. There's a flag down, but he's very close to the end zone. Did they get it? No.
However,
they're going to mark him down at... I don't even know where they marked him down at, but it is going to be a holding penalty, which is going to back him up. So what was almost a touchdown is no longer. It's going to back him up, springs up second down, and appears to be 7 from the spot of foul. Second down and 8.
Spot foul moves the football back to the 18.
Kolachik, pistol formation. Parr behind him. Two wide receivers to the far side. Kolachik drops back to pass, looking left. Gets the ball out to his wide receiver, who makes a great leaping catch. Brought down after a gain of 5 yards. Cooper Butler on the reception. That was a really impressive catch by Cooper Butler.
Will bring up third down.
Just about 9 remain. Third down and 4. Kolachik hands the ball off to Parr up the middle, who gets hit after a short gain. That's going to be close to a first down. Let's see where the... That will get him the first down. Gain of 4.
Tackle by Norman
That will bring up first down and goal just inside the 10-yard line. Half diamond pistol formation. Kolachik hands the ball off to Parr. Powering his way forward. That's going to get him to the 5. Halfway there. And as for Hastings St. Cecilia, living on a prayer. Brings up second down and goal. Ball on the 5. Clock ticks under 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Kolachik, pistol formation. Hands it off to Parr. Cuts to the outside, but not much doing there. Gain of 3. He's halved the distance to the goal twice. Let's see what they can do here on third and 2. Third and goal with 2 yards to go.
Tackle by Evan Strang.
Quickly. And officials timeout.
Equipment
timeout. As a couple of Titans getting off the field. Looks like it's going to be timeout.
St. Cecilia.
18 seconds remains in this third quarter. St. Cecilia leads 44-0. We're going to take this opportunity to take a look at some scores from around our listening area. Over on our sister station on ESPN, Kearney leads North Platte 28-7 in the second quarter. Grand Island trails Lincoln Southeast 10-7 at the half. As for Class B action, GI Northwest and Alliance are tied at 0 in the first quarter. York still leads McCook by a touchdown, 7-0 at halftime. Aurora and Scotts Bluff are tied at 0 here in the first quarter. In Class C1, Gothenburg leads Broken Bow by a touchdown, 7-0 in the second quarter. Cozad leads Sydney by 6, 6-0 in the second quarter. Holdridge leads Wood River Shelton, 7-0 in the second quarter. Head on over to KHAS to listen to Adams Central taking on Minden. They lead 21-6 in the second quarter. And turn on Power 99 for Kearney Catholic at St. Paul, all tied up at 7. Taking a look at C2. Centennial leads GICC 21-13, Gibbon leads Hershey 14-6. And North Platte, St. Pat's, and Centura are tied at 0 at the half. They can smell the goal line now with 18 seconds left here in the third quarter. Kolacik, pistol formation, that half diamond. It's going to be Kolacik himself, and he runs in untouched. That's going to give us 50 on the board now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Second touchdown of the game for Kolacik, this time on the ground. First one was a 51-yard bomb. Gives him two touchdowns on the day, and he's in to kick the extra point. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and Kolacik's extra point is good. 51-0, Hastings St. Cecilia leads this one with 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. You're listening to ESPN KICS in Hastings. We'll be back after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday to enjoy great food specials at competitive prices. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop by and enjoy a slice or call it in to go. Rivals is cooking for your team. Stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza. Rivals Bar and Grill, open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings on Osborne Drive East. Best of luck, teams!
ESPN 1550, KICS.
The sun has set at Duncan Field. The lights are on, and Celia has put up 51 points on the Twin River Titans. 51-0 with 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Braxton Wiles ready to kick the ball away. Kick is up. It's a good kick. Brought in at the 20. Ball's on the ground. They will recover it. Ball on the 25-yard line. Looks like that's going to do it for the third quarter. Just waiting on the clock to tick down. And it does. That's the end of the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks lead 51-0 over the Twin River Titans. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust. At 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
This is Tom from Burt's Pharmacy. Burt's does continue to vaccinate on Friday morning, so give us a call for any of the three vaccines so we can certainly take care of you. We continue to offer free delivery for all those that can't get out, and we have free delivery on prescriptions and over-the-counter items. So give us a call. Compliance packaging is also something we do free of charge. So give us a call at Burt's Pharmacy, downtown, 462-4343, or Burt's Clinic, 462-4466.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. I'm Austin Pastolka here for ESPN KICS, where Hastings St. Cecilia leads 51-0 over Twin Rivers. I gotta say, interesting song choices for some for the hype music in the quarters. Old Blue Eyes.
25-yard line.
Interesting stuff, but I tell you what, it's entertaining. Big crowd here for homecoming for Hastings St. Cecilia, and this team showed up for it. They lead 51-0 at the start of the fourth quarter. In the gun, and it appears that Jaden Dillman gets the ball up the middle, smacks the defenders as he gains 7 yards on that one.
Tackle by Luke Langren.
Jaden Dillman, first carry of the game, making it count.
Seven, second down, three.
Second down and four. Short four. Yurkowski in the gun. I believe that's Yurkowski. Yes, it is. Yurkowski in the gun. Hands it off to Dillman, who is met at the line and dropped. He's going to lose a yard.
Loss of one on the carry. Tackle by Dawson Kissinger.
The Blue Hawks defense has not given up much all day long.
Third down and four.
They are really working hard, and they are flying to the ball. Yurkowski in the gun. Dillman to his right. Four wide receivers, two to the far side, two to the near. And hands off to Dillman, who tries to make a man miss. Runs into his offensive line. He was dragging some people, but he was not making much in terms of forward progress. No gain on that one. Brings up fourth down and five.
30. Third down, five. Excuse me, fourth down.
Ball on the 30-yard line. 51-0. Hastings St. Cecilia leads. Yurkowski staying on the field. See what they do here. Yurkowski, gun. Four wide receivers, two to the far side, two to the near side, going from left to right across your radio dial. Drops back to pass, looking left. Cuts upfield. He's going to try and make another man miss. Yurkowski brought down for a sack on the play. And that's going to be a turnover on downs. Blue Hawks take over at the Titan 27.
Yard line. Loss of downs by Twin River, first and 10 for St. Cecilia.
St. Cecilia making some changes to their offense. Looks like Chase Evans is going to head back out there to do the quarterbacking. Will Shaw will be behind him as well. Also, Grant Rosso out at wide receiver. Four wide receiver set. Pistol formation. Evans gets the slow. It looked like it was a slow snap on that one.
Penalty marker.
Because the it seemed like the whole offensive line went, and then the center snapped the ball. So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Going to bring up first down and 15. Ball on the 32-yard line. Just under 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter of this one. Blue Hawks lead 51-0. Evans, pistol formation. And pulls the ball. Evans is going to run it himself. Gets a block upfield. There's laundry on the field, but that's a touchdown, Evans.
Touchdown run by
that looks
Evans,
like a penalty
down,
with holding in mind.
It is holding against St. Cecilia.
And indeed it is. So that's going to take away a big run for the sophomore, Chase Evans. Faked the handoff to Shaw, pulled it around the outside, and he scampered his way into the end zone, but that holding penalty will knock him back even further. That'll bring a first down and probably about 25, if my math is correct.
After the spot foul, the ball will be marked back to the 40-yard line of St.
It's close. First down and 23. Evans, pistol formation once again. Shaw behind him. Four wide receivers. Penalty flag on the field once again. Evans cuts up the field, goes around to his right. He's brought down after a gain of five, but penalty on the field. Let's see what this one is.
Tackle by Dominic Domi.
Looks like
marker down once again. Illegal procedure against St. Cecilia.
They're going to knock him back another 5 yards. It's going to put them at the 40-yard line. First down again. They're going to knock him back to the 45-yard line. That's going to bring up first down and most of the field.
It is a first and long for St. Cecilia.
Evans in the gun. Hands it off to Shaw, who cuts to the outside. He goes way back, and that's a real bad face mask. He's still on his feet, though. He's moving and shaking. He's going to turn that into some positive yardage. He gets up to the 35-yard line after a blatant face mask couldn't bring him down. Oh, my goodness. I think they still might take the penalty, but
that is a face mask penalty against.
I can't believe he stayed on his feet on that.
Tacked on at the end of the run.
Oh, it gets tacked on to the end of the run, so that's going to be another 15 yards. Man, wow. What a run by Shaw. He gets hit in the backfield, dragged down by his face mask, but is able to spin out of it, and he's able to gain 10 yards and then add that 15 yards to the face mask. Unfortunately, still doesn't get them all the way up to a first down. It is now first and three. They've had the weirdest first downs on this drive, I gotta say it. Evans, pistol formation. Hands the ball off to Shaw, who goes to the left side, cuts up field, and he gets forced out of bounds at the, looks like it's the 10-yard line. It's going to be a gain of eight for Shaw. Just inside the 10-yard line. Where are they marking it? Can't decide. First and goal. Just inside the 10-yard line. 7 minutes remain in this one. Evans, pistol formation. Hands it off to Shaw on the left side. Cuts up the field. Tries to get into the end zone. And waiting on the marker. No! Not going to give it to him. Looks like the knee was down at about the 1 yard line. Maybe the half yard. But that's going to be a gain of nine for Shaw. He's had himself a really good drive. No. Is it a touchdown? Nope, it's second down and one. There's a lot of confusion on the field. And, okay, a lot of confusion going on here, folks. No touchdown called. Second down and goal to go. Ball on the half-yard line. Never mind. Down. Well, this has been very confusing, ladies and gentlemen. It is a touchdown, 57-0. Blue Hawks lead this one. 6:48 remains in the fourth quarter. They're bringing kids on. They're taking kids off. There's so much confusion as to what's going on. Extra point attempt incoming. Braxton Wiles is the kicker for this one. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Makes it 58-0 with 6:48 remaining in this one. You're listening to ESPN KICS. We'll be back after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engine. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, now also located in Sutton.
Lutz is proud to support St. Cecilia High School Athletics. Lutz is an integrated business solutions firm born and raised in Nebraska with offices in Hastings, Grand Island, Lincoln, and Omaha that provides expert accounting, consulting, financial, technology, M&A, and recruiting services. For businesses or individuals seeking a partner to help energize and heighten financial and organizational success, visit Lutz.us or call today at 866-577-0780.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. It has gotten significantly darker over these last quarters. And it's been a dark showing for Twin Rivers. Hastings St. Cecilia leads this one 2-0 with 6:48 remaining in the game. That last touchdown by Shaw.
Braxton
Wiles kicking off, and that's going to go. Oh, that's going to be just about as perfect as you can make it for a kickoff. And the Blue Hawks are going to get the ball on the 21-yard line going in. He popped that thing high up in the air, and it looked like it was going to go out of bounds, but it bounced back in, and the Titans, well, they are, I'm going to be honest, they look like they are done playing in this game with 6:30 remaining in this one. And it's going to be a timeout.
The kickoff at the 21-yard line, first and 10 for the Blue Hawks. Here's a halftime score.
Okay.
Wahoo, Bishop Newman, 21.
Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like a lot of people don't want to finish this game out. Kids are jogging on and off. There's a timeout on the field, but no one told me which direction it went. However, I do have some score updates for you. Let's stay in Class C2. Donovan Trumbull trails Bishop Newman 21-12 at half. Centennial leads GICC 21-13 in the second quarter. Gibbon leads Hershey 14-6. North Platte St. Pat's finally gets second a few scores on Centura, 14-0 in the third quarter there. Norfolk Catholic leads Ord by 10 at the half. 6:22 remains in this one. Hastings St. Cecilia leads 58-0. And they have the ball once again. First down and 10. Ball on the 21-yard line. Evans in the pistol formation. Ooh, he gets hit hard in the backfield. Yes, that was Chase Evans. Gets brought down for a loss of 5 on that one. Emmanuel Consbrook faked it. Evans had the chance to squirt around to the outside, but he got brought down hard by the Titans. We're now under 6 minutes to go in this one. Evans in the pistol formation. 4 wide receiver set. 2 to the far side, 2 to the near side. Consbrook behind him. Fakes it to Consbrook, and he's going to follow him. And he gets brought down after he slides down after a gain of... After no gain, slides down at the line of scrimmage. That's going to be no gain.
Brandon Berger.
And that'll bring up third down and 14. Ball on the 24, 25-yard line. Evans fakes it. Cuts up field, and he's not going to get much. Gain of 1 brings up fourth down and 14. 5 minutes remaining in this one. St. Cecilia leads 58-0. Evans, pistol formation. Consbrook behind him. Four wide receiver set. And he's going to take it himself. Goes around to the outside, and he slides down. And that's going to be a turnover on downs. On fourth and 14. They are just trying to run this clock out a little bit. 4:30 remains. 58-0. Blue Hawks lead this one. Titans will take over. Ball on their own 25-yard line.
Immediately following the football game, it is homecoming tonight. The coronation will take place right here on the field.
Clock is running. Getting close to the four-minute mark. The huddle taking their sweet time on this one. Yurkoski in the gun. Doman to his left. Four wide receivers. Yurkoski. Oh, low snap to the outside. Doman able to fall on it. He falls on it on close to his own 10-yard line. That's a tough one. It's going to bring up second down and forever. Second down and, wow, I have to do math on this one. 35, 25. Second down and 25 to go on this one.
Third quarter score, North Black, St. Pat's.
Closing in on 3 minutes left in this one. This one well in hand for the Blue Hawks. Direct snap to Doman, who stays on his feet, but then is brought down by almost the entire Blue Hawks defense. Gain of one.
Ball carried by Jaden Doman. Tackle by Jordan Whitlock.
Must have a new center in the game because the snaps just seem to be going left, right, just anywhere but to Yurkoski. Brings up third down and a mile. First, they have to get to the 35-yard line for a first down. They're on the 10. Yurkoski in the gun. Four wide receivers. Doman to his left. Drops back to pass. Looking, sends it over the middle, through his hands, and that's going to be picked off. Blue Hawks get the ball with under 2 minutes to go. Putting the final nail in the coffin on that one. That was picked off by number 17, Royer Delora, a freshman. Seconds to go in this one.
First and 10 for the Blue Hawks.
First and 10, ball on the 20-yard line. Going in. Going from right to left across your radio dial.
Tonight, would you please pick up your trash? Thank you.
Pistol formation, four wide receivers. Evans gets the snap, hands it off to Cornsbrook, who goes forward a couple yards and then falls down. Gain of two.
Ball carried by Manny Conscript for 1 yard to the 19.
1 minute remains in this one. Be sure to stick around after the game where I will go over how this game went and then give you a little recap. And also, we will talk scores from around the Tri-City area. Consbrook gets the snap. Evans gets the snap, hands it off to Consbrook. Gain of a couple yards. Brings up third down and with 30 seconds left, and this might be the end of the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hastings St. Cecilia volleyball team.
Blue Hawks are walking off the field. Sideline. Titans are heading towards theirs. Just waiting on the clock to tick all the way down on this one.
Nothing. St. Cecilia on the road next week.
I got to tell you, this one, the second half, it was not a fun game to watch because it was well in hand. This Hastings St. Cecilia team, after that North Platte St. Pat's win really showed up, showed why they beat St. Pat's. And the clock ticks down, and that will do it. Hastings St. Cecilia officially wins this one 58-0 over Twin Rivers. We'll be back after this for the post-game show. I'm Austin Pastolka. You're listening to ESPN KICS.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around. And the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop. From bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
ESPN 1550, KICS.
Welcome back to Duncan Field for the end of this one. Hastings St. Cecilia wins 58-0 over the Twin Titans. This one was not close, really, at any time. Started off with 58 unanswered points, but started off in the first quarter. St. Cecilia went up 37-0. I'm going to try and get out of here pretty quickly because Hastings St. Cecilia is their homecoming and they're doing their coronation here shortly. At the end of this one, Garrett Parr finished with two rushing touchdowns, and Cooper Butler also had a rushing touchdown. Trying to find here the rest of my stats. Also, it was Graham Daly, who on one of the kickoffs had a scoop and score for the touchdown in that first quarter. And then also Will Shaw, he also had a couple scores on the ground. As for the passing side of the ball, Kolacic didn't have to pass the ball very much, but he did have one 51-yard bomb that was a touchdown in the second half. We'll be back after this for a couple look at some scores from around the Tri-City areas, and then we'll be out of here. This is ESPN KICS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company at 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades. Shop Thompson Oil Company in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1550 KICS.
Welcome back. Duncan Field in Hastings, Nebraska. This one was a blowout. Hastings St. Cecilia wins this one 58-0 over Twin Rivers. Let's take a moment to take a look at some scores from around the area in this post-game show. This game started at 6:30, so most of the games are still only at halftime. In Class A, Kearney leads North Platte 35-7. You can listen to that over on our other ESPN station. Grand Island trails Lincoln Southeast 10-7 at the half. Real close one there. For Class B, not a whole lot of scoring going on, if we're being honest. York leads McCook 7-0. Everyone else is tied at nothing. GI Northwest at Alliance, Hastings at Garing, and Aurora at Scott's Bluff. All those in the first quarter still. In Class C1, Broken Bow leads Gothenburg 16-7. Close one, Sydney. Against Cozad in Cozad, 13-12 at half. Holdridge still hanging on to a 7-point lead over Wood River Shelton. You can listen to Adam Central taking on Minden on KHAS. Adam Central leads 28-6. Central City leads O'Neill 22-6. And Kearney Catholic and St. Paul are tied at the half over on Power 99, 7-7. In Class C2, Bishop Newman leads Donovan Trumbull 21-12 at the half. Centennial leads GICC 28-13 at the half. Gibbon beating Hershey 14-6. And then North Platte, St. Pat's, 14-0 over Centura in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic also leads Ord 10-0 at halftime. For D1 scores, Hitchcock County leads Alma 36-0 at the half. Elm Creek trails Amherst by 2, 14-12 at Anselmo Myrna, 8-0 over South Loop in the second quarter. Bertrand over Ravenna, 21-14 at the half. Sutherland is trailing Highline by 6, 24-18 in the third quarter. Cambridge leads Southern Valley by 10, 16-6 at the half. Class D2, Ainslie Litchfield up 14-6 over Axtell in the second quarter. Arapaho leads Blue Hill in a shootout, 36-22 in the second quarter. Lawrence Nelson is tied with Diller Odell, 8-8 at the half. Fullerton trails Kennesaw 48-14. You can listen to that one over on The Breeze, 94.5. And tied right now at the half, Giltner versus Loomis, 20-20. And in the second quarter, Pleasanton leads Overton 41-23. In six-man action yesterday, Franklin beat Deschler 73-22. SEM lost to Spalding Academy by 8, 38-30. And the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons currently lead Meridian in the third quarter, 34-8. That's going to do it for me here at Duncan Field. I'm Austin Pastolka. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Radio Guy Austin. Thanks so much for joining me for this one. Once again, St. Cecilia Bluehawks 58, Twin River Titans 0. That's going to do it for us here on ESPN KICS. For everyone back at the studio, everyone at Platte River Radio, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, and good night.
The staff of Hastings Physical Therapy is committed to helping patients meet their goals while providing them with the latest treatments available. Our patients enjoy the benefits of a state-of-the-art therapy facility, which includes a heated multi-level therapy pool and private locker rooms. Having 8 private treatment rooms in addition to spacious gyms, we are uniquely qualified to provide safe therapy treatment in order to serve our community. You have the choice of therapy provider. Choose Hastings Physical Therapy, located at 2307 Osborne Drive West.
You've been listening to High School Football on ESPN Tri-Cities, 1550 AM and 92.7 FM, KICS Hastings. This broadcast has been brought to you by the local businesses you've heard throughout the game. Support them as they've supported our local athletes. High School Football has been a presentation of Platte River Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com.